800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A ton of things going on in the sports world, and we should be talking about playoffs in not only the NHL, but the NBA, but instead we're talking about Donald Sterling and some most ridiculous comments that he made and TMZ got a hold of. And I don't know, man. I don't understand people. I don't get people. And it doesn't make a lot of sense. But great basketball games in the NBA yesterday. Some great NHL hockey stuff going on, too. Got my man Jeff Rich along with me to talk about what's going on in the world of sports.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
You think managing a pro soccer squad is easy? Stop what you're doing and go to FantasyGold.com and prove it. With free contests and cash prizes, FantasyGold.com is the perfect place to show your passion for soccer. Choose a contest, create an 11-player dream team with your favorites from around the world, score points, and win. With real-time results and scoring, it's a great way to get ready for June in Brazil. Show your friends what you can do with a 75-euro salary cap. If you love soccer, you'll love FantasyGold.com.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Like I said, I got my man Jeff Rich with me to talk sports. We'll welcome him in here in just a second, and then we'll bring in Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Jeff, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Andy? I'm doing all right this morning.
You know, pretty amazing stuff what's going on in the NBA and the NHL, some great playoffs, man. I really have no other word for it other than spectacular, great, unpredictable, you name it. I mean, it's been everything we could have asked for and more thus far, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Vince Carter's still alive. You know, we have a new Reggie Jackson, Mr. April. It's good times in the world of sports.
Most definitely. Speaking of good times, let's hook up with Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause as well. Mary, good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, good morning, Andy. Hi, Jeff. I'm doing really well here in Chicago today. How are you guys?
You know, I mean, it's always pretty nice where I'm sitting, to be honest with you, Mary. It doesn't get much better than this, and we're lucky enough to be talking sports, so I really have zero complaints, to be honest with you. But each and every week we talk about Ticks for Cause. We also talk about a featured charity of the week as well. Before we get into the featured charity, which is EarthShare, let's talk about Ticks for Cause a little bit, Mary.
Oh, thanks, Andy. I'd love to. Ticks for Cause is the ticket website with a heart. There's a lot of places where people can go and buy tickets, but Ticks for Cause is the only place where you can buy the tickets that you want to any sports, concert, theater event across the country and benefit the charity of your choice at no extra cost to you. And that's because what we do at Ticks for Cause, we share 50% of what we make with that purchase with the charity of your choice. And we're really very proud of our business model, our charity members, and our customers.
And it's really an unbelievable thing that you do. I mean, any game, pretty much anywhere, all over the country, NBA, hockey, baseball, college, you name it, you guys have everything covered, don't you?
We do. We have everything covered, and it's such an exciting time of year right now. What with all the playoff games, with baseball, you know, starting up, it's the peak season for concerts, as you might imagine. And also what's really cool, just this past week with the NFL, the games coming out, everybody's getting their schedule out and getting tickets on the site. It's so much fun to see people come to the site and just take a look at all the different tickets that are out there and what they're interested in. And to know that people have their eye on football starting this fall, even though we're in the midst of hockey and basketball and baseball. So it's an exciting time.
You know, and I'm looking through it right now, and it's amazing how many Arizona, you know, teams that you have on here. Any, like you said, anything from the Phoenix Mercury to the Diamondbacks, Arizona Wildcat baseball, you name it. You guys really do have everything covered as far as the sports go. I'm looking at the music as well. A lot of good concerts all over the place that people can check out too.
Oh, absolutely. And like I say, it's peak concert season now. So, you know, with all of the different groups and different venues announcing who's coming where and when, it's a great time for people to, you know, get out and enjoy this summer and everything that the summer has to offer. Find those tickets you're looking for. You know you're going to be going to those events. Come to our site. Same prices you're going to find on the other exchanges. But again, what makes us so different is that we're all about making a difference and giving you, as the purchaser, the consumer, an opportunity, a simple, easy way to make a difference for that cause just by where you bought your ticket.
It's really amazing. And I'll tell you what, I look at some of the venues that are on here. Celebrity Theater in Phoenix is one of my favorite venues, to be honest with you. So you guys are definitely in the know. You're getting to the spots that are very, very unique in their own way. And just you have some unbelievable stuff. I got to say it. It's pretty awesome. Jeff, get involved in the conversation. I know you always have things to throw at Mary.
Hey, Mary, with Earth Day and Arbor Day being this week, you know, a lot of the people that are green conscious are looking to help out these causes. And if they're going to a game anyway, what's one of the causes that a potential ticket buyer can donate to and help the Earth a little bit, help out sustainability and whatnot?
Well, Jeff, that's a great question, and that's really one of the reasons why I picked EarthShare today as one of our featured cause members. With Earth Day just being this past week, this organization, EarthShare, is out there, and I like to say they're the megaphone for literally hundreds of environmental causes across the country who are all trying to raise awareness, raise funds, and raise involvement, people coming in to volunteer for them. But they can't do it all on their own. These are small grassroots organizations who need some help. And EarthShare provides that help to them. As I said, they're like this megaphone that goes out there and spreads the word. So what's really neat about EarthShare is, again, people can come on and they can buy tickets and they can select EarthShare to benefit. EarthShare gets that money. And then they distribute that amongst all the different environmental groups that they represent. So it's really that it kind of brings full circle to awareness and to people's ability to just make a difference. And funny, while I was picking and selecting EarthShare, we had a donation that came on for tickets to support EarthShare. So I guess it was almost karma that I featured them this week.
That is good karma, to be honest with you. Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause joining us, as she always does. We do tell you a little bit about the website, ticksforcause.com, all the different venues, all the different events that you can go check out. But we also feature a charity of the week, and this week it is EarthShare. And what more can you tell us about why people should be so concerned about the environment and EarthShare in general?
Well, I think when you just take a look and you, and not even to get political about global warming or anything like that, but when you see so many impacts and assaults that are happening on the environment today, you know that there's only tons of room for improvement that all of us can do in our daily lives. And I think that's the thing that EarthShare likes to tell people, is that you can make a difference with just simple things and how you recycle. How you go out and buy your entertainment tickets, how you go out and just be able to spread the word and make a difference for these organizations that are trying to do so much for our environment. And again, EarthShare is one of those organizations that they literally represent hundreds of smaller groups. I'm sure some of them in your own communities, in your listeners' communities out there, who are doing so much. So I guess just to be able to go out, pay attention, make a difference with any little action that you have, whether it's from recycling, whether it's even those people who came on and donated their ticket. They didn't want that ticket to go to waste. It's really full circle.
It's an unbelievable thing what you guys do, Mary. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate you taking time out with us each and every week to talk about TicksForCause.com, as well as a featured charity each and every week. And I know you're a huge sports fan as well. And, you know, you've got the Blackhawks, you've got the Bulls, who are working themselves back into the series a little bit. And then you've got the Cubs, who are in the cellar. So question is who are you rooting for right now? And is it somewhat tough to be a Chicago fan, or not really, because you do have teams that are fighting in the playoffs right now?
You know, I will tell you, we are, as a Chicago fan, we are really lucky. And again, I'm the Cub fan, but our Hawks, our Blackhawks, are just so amazing and so fun to watch. Over the last couple of years, they've carried us so far, you know, into June watching them. Our Bulls have been great. So it carries us to that point as a Cub fan, you know, you try to get through the summer, and then football starts up again, both college and professional. So it's just that hiccup in the summer, a couple of months there that we have to get through being a Cub fan. But like I always say, Andy, wait till next year.
Well, that gets a little tiresome every now and then, I would think. I say it a lot myself about Wisconsin sports. Mary, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us each and every week.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Have a great week.
You too. Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause joining us, as she always does. On the other side, Jeff and I will get back into some sports. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A ton of things going on in the sports world, whether it's NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball. Everything is in full throttle at this point. Some great basketball games yesterday. Just incredible stuff. The Memphis Grizzlies giving Oklahoma City all they can handle. Dallas giving the Spurs all they can handle. Just been some really, really good NBA playoffs, along with the NHL as well. I mean, just some great stuff. You can't You can't ask for much better than what you're getting. Chicago Blackhawks leading their series now 3-2. You got Anaheim leading Dallas 3-2. You got the Rangers and Flyers are tied up at 2-2. So I am truly right now absolutely so excited about what I'm seeing, Jeff. I can't even tell you. I love playoff time. It doesn't get any better than it is right now.
Oh, and these winter sports hitting the playoffs in April and May is just great because you're guaranteed a great game every night, and we've seen it, a lot of overtime hockey, a lot of last-second shots in the NBA. It's I think that it's a close second to October as far as best months on the sporting calendar, but it is a very close second, and I think it's just the absence of the NFL that that pushes October over the edge versus this month.
Yeah, I mean, look, the NFL is king. We all know that. It's one of those deals where you can't get enough of it. Some of these other sports, we are kind of burnt out by the end of the season and whatnot. But you know what? It's a different season. It's obviously a winner go home mentality. So I love what the playoffs do to certain players and certain teams. And it's a time for people that you may or may not have ever heard of to come out of the woodwork as well, you know, and like you said, Vince Carter is still much alive. You know, he doesn't fly above the rim like he used to, but I'll tell you what, he's got a pretty jump shot, and he nailed one in the corner yesterday. 1.7 seconds left on the clock. He was the third option in that play, by the way. Obviously, they're looking for Dirk Nowitzki or Monte Ellis, who was having a phenomenal ball game. Couldn't get it to either one of those guys. Dumps it over to Vince in the corner. He puts up a little fake, has enough time to do that, and then he puts nothing but nylon. I mean, just an unbelievable game-winning shot. The degree of difficulty, just you name it. I mean, that made that shot that much better. I saw a great shot the other day by Kevin Durant where he made a four-point play on a play that didn't look like it had a chance. And I would say that Vince's shot was equally as important, if not as important in that one. And just an amazing couple of shots. And you said playoffs in the NHL have been going into overtime. Well, the NBA's had quite a few overtime games as well. So these playoffs in general, man, are absolutely fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, there's something to be said for that situation that Dallas had at the end. We live in an age where, you know, everybody's talking about who do you want to take the last shot, and you know, everything breaks down to the isolation plays, and it's one-on-one at the end. I still am one to appreciate the five-man game, and that you have to dump it off, and you have to, you know, you have to find someone. I mean, you know, if you go back to the Spurs teams and the Bulls teams, they found guys like John Paxson and Steve Kerr and Robert Horry to make those shots. It wasn't always Michael Jordan, and it wasn't always Tim Duncan that got the ball in the last 5 seconds of the game. So I definitely appreciate the ability, you know, that we've seen, you know, teamwork and not being able to find that superstar player and having to count on the role players to make the play. It's, you know, it's something that I appreciate. It's a small victory, I guess, but, you know, it's nice to see that you know, the league that's become such a superstar league still counts on its role players from time to time.
Absolutely. And speaking of Michael Jordan, I don't know if you happen to see that glare that LeBron gave him in the open floor yesterday when he was going up for a dunk. He was literally staring right at Michael Jordan for most of the time up until he basically had to put the ball into the basket. Definitely a message being sent there from LeBron to Michael. But in general, I got to say I'm very impressed with the way the Heat have come out. And like you said last week, you thought they'd win 12 games in a row. I figured there'd be a hiccup here or there, but they've really kept on task against Charlotte. I've been very impressed with the way that they've come out. And like you said, they're getting it from role players too. Norris Cole hitting shots for them. Just, you know, that's really what it's all about. Like you said, the stars do what they do, but sooner or later somebody else has to come out of the woodwork, and more often than not, somebody does come out of the woodwork. The Daniels kid from Houston hitting game-winning shots when all he had been doing all season long was playing in the D-League, gets a chance to come up, only played 75 minutes throughout the regular season, I think a total of five games maybe, comes into the playoffs in a huge spot, in a huge moment, and knocks down a huge trifecta for Houston and helps them to get a victory to keep that series close. So I think you got it right. I mean, it's a mix of the great players and then those role players coming in and stepping in and knocking down big clutch shots when they have them and when they have to.
Well, you know, I mean, and look at Oklahoma City, too. I mean, Reggie Jackson, he's probably not exactly an unknown. He's played pretty well in his brief career. But, you know, 32 points the other day, you know, on a team that's got Durant and Westbrook, it's good to see that there's some distribution there as well. You know, and you mentioned Houston, and James Harden's down there, and he's not, you know, I wouldn't say he's disappeared, but he's not a number one player. He might be a max player, but he's not the type of player that's going to carry you to a championship. And Houston's, you know, I think that Daryl Morey is an extremely smart man. He's built a pretty good team down there that's kind of anchored around Harden. But there are certainly some other pieces on that team in Houston as well.
I'll tell you what they're missing, and it's got nothing to do with the offense. They got a great offense, but they have absolutely no defensive stoppers. I don't care what you say about Dwight Howard. Look, he's a liability in the last few minutes of a ball game. If they have to, they can go to a hack of Howard. Yeah, maybe he'll hit some, maybe he won't. Who knows? I'm not really sure on that. But James Harden, as great as he is on the offense, he's worse on the defensive side of the ball. And that's the big thing, the big knock I have on James Harden is he doesn't play defense. And I got news for you. He misses Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma City misses him quite a bit too, because he was better in that mix with Durant and Westbrook than he is on his own, being his own fiddle on the Houston Rockets. That's my humble opinion on the situation. I think they miss each other, to be honest with you. Real quickly, before we get to the break, we got to get this in about Donald Sterling, you know, his racist talk with his girlfriend on the phone. First and foremost, I don't know how TMZ gets a hold of all this stuff that they get a hold of. It's pretty incredible in the first place, but I just think that something's got to happen to Donald Sterling in the NBA, and Adam Silver's going to be able to make his mark pretty quickly here. This is something that will not be stand for. It's uncalled for, and there's really no place for this guy if that's the way he feels about people in the NBA. Your thoughts, Jeff?
Well, I think it's up to the NBA to police themselves. You got to remember what Adam Silver's job is to be that voice of the owners, and the other 29 owners need to band together, and they need to roll with an iron fist here. They need to encourage Adam Silver. You know, this is really his first big act since taking over for David Stern, and you know he's got to rule with an iron fist. And I think that Donald Sterling needs to be suspended from any NBA related activity for at least a year. I mean, you know, I was reading this morning the Clippers actually mulled a boycott of the team that they weren't gonna take the floor for this guy in the playoffs. Eventually, I think that they decided to play for Doc Rivers, to play for themselves. But yeah, Donald Sterling has proven time and time again that he's a massive jerk. He's probably the worst owner in all of sports, and that's he's got some pretty good competition there. And you know, it's finally time. He's finally crossed so far over the line that it can't be ignored anymore. I mean, I don't know if you remember that he was openly and vocally heckling Baron Davis when Baron Davis was his point guard for the Clippers. I mean, this guy is ridiculous, and he needs to go yesterday.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, this is just this is way above and beyond anything that you can imagine. When you're an owner in sports, I got news for you. People should be people, and it shouldn't make a difference. And he obviously has some skeletons in his closet, obviously, and you know it's one of those things where now the NBA knows truthfully what kind of a guy he is. Like you said, he has done things in the past, but this is above and beyond, way over the top, and he will definitely be reprimanded. And I don't even know if there's a place for him in sports, to be honest with you. So this may be the straw that puts him over the top and kicks him out of the NBA, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Yeah, I think he should be forced out of the game. I think he should be forced to sell the team. And quite frankly, I think that the NBA should take over ownership, this morning, not not tomorrow, not after breakfast, but right now. So
yeah, terrible stuff, man. Terrible stuff. Donald Sterling and the LA Clippers, his team in the midst of trying to get past Golden State. Now these kinds of things just don't fit well, man. They really don't. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our main man from Canada, talk some hockey with him. So keep it close. A ton of things going on in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things going on in the sports world, whether it's NBA playoffs, whether it's NHL playoffs. I think we're going to have John Poulter here in just a moment to talk to him about what's going on in the NHL. Jeff, like you said, man, some really great hockey games, you know, and most notably I've been checking out the Blackhawks and the Blues quite a bit. 3-2 now in that series. The Blackhawks have seemed to kind of wake up a little bit, if you will, Jeff.
Yeah, and I think St. Louis is in a bad position having to go back to, having to handle the series down 3-2 and win two straight. That's going to include a win at that madhouse on Madison. And as John Poulter's told me in the past, that home ice advantage that they have at the Blackhawks have at the United Center is probably worth a goal a game, and St. Louis is probably going to have to overcome something like that, and they're really going to have to play out of their heads in these next two games to avoid allowing Chicago to upset them.
Yeah, I mean, Just crazy stuff, to be honest with you. And we're fortunate enough now to be joined by none other than John Poulter, all the way from Canada. John, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well. How about you, too?
That's beautiful. Another great day here in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, Jeff and I have just been kind of admiring the fact that the playoffs are unbelievable, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the NHL, whether it's baseball or football. They're all incredible, okay? And so far we have been not disappointed, to be honest with you. I mean, these games with the Blackhawks and Blues have been unbelievable. The Rangers and Flyers now knotted up at 2. You also have the Ducks and the Stars going at it later today. And, you know, that's a 3-2 series. Just really, really competitive hockey right now.
Yeah, it usually is in the playoffs. You know, once in a while you'll get a complete mismatch, or once in a while you'll get a team that makes the playoffs and shouldn't, and therefore the series becomes quite one-sided. But for the most part, especially now we've got these three-point games in the NHL where, you know, all games are not created equal. It's possible for you to win a game and really only gain 1 point on the other team if it's an overtime or a shootout win. The standings are a little bit more compressed at the end of the year, and as a result, we end up getting some teams in the playoffs that probably are a lot closer together in points than they would normally be over the course of a season. But certainly the games we've seen this year have been very close, contested games. That St. Louis-Chicago game, series, is just an unbelievable series. Four out of the five games have gone into overtime, so therefore they're all one-goal games. The other game was 2-0 Chicago, and the second goal was into an empty net. So, effectively, they played five games, and each one of them has been a one-goal game. So, looking forward to an exciting game in Chicago this afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, perhaps with an opportunity for the Hawks to wrap it up.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Just been unbelievable in that series. Like you said, four out of the five games overtime, and a lot of extra hockey being played in that one. So, guys might be tired moving on. What do you think?
Yeah, it's possible. Although, you know, the way that the schedule works now, it's a little bit like the baseball postseason. They don't start the next round until all of the teams have finished the first round. So they're going to have at least a couple of days to get some rest before they go forward. And fortunately, between St. Louis and Chicago, the travel time is not that extensive. It's not like somebody going from Vancouver to L.A. or Edmonton to L.A. or Columbus to L.A. or something along those lines. St. Louis to Chicago is not really that far. It's not New York, Philadelphia, which is basically a bus ride. But, you know, it's still a little bit of travel, but it's the same time zone. So, yeah, they'll be a little bit tired. But I think whichever team wins will be more than happy to move on. I don't think we'll hear too many complaints.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our hockey and baseball insider here on the program. Go ahead, Jeff. Fire away.
Hey, John. You know, it's ironic. You write about a young man named McKinnon for Colorado on morethanafan.net last week. And sure enough, he gets the game winner against the Wild the other night. For our listeners that might not know that much about these youngsters coming up in hockey, can you tell us a little bit about Nathan McKinnon?
Yeah, he's an exceptional talent. He was the number one draft pick last year of the Colorado Avalanche, and to some people that was a bit of a surprise. Everybody thought that a defenseman from the Portland Winterhawks by the name of Jones, Seth Jones, who is the son of former NBA star Popeye Jones, and actually grew up in Denver when Popeye Jones was playing for the Nuggets. Everybody kind of thought that that would be where they would end up going, but they chose McKinnon, and boy, it's certainly looking like a pretty smart choice right now. Kid won't be 19 until September, and here he is with 10 points so far in the playoffs, 3 goals, 7 assists, 7 points in his first two games. First time that that's ever happened for somebody to have 7 points in their first two games in the NHL playoffs in the history of the NHL, and that goes back to 1917. So we're talking about a pretty special kid, and you know, he's responsible defensively, which is very very unusual for somebody of that age with those offensive talents. You'll see him out there in the last couple of minutes of a one-goal game when Colorado is up by a goal. So Coach Patrick Roy is certainly showing a lot of confidence in him, and that is one good young team. And I don't think they're going to win it this year, but in a couple of years, I think that's a team that's certainly going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Hey, John, would you compare this McKinnon kid to Crosby? And if so, how much are they alike? Or is he like the next Sid the Kid or what?
Well, it's an interesting comparison, Andy. You know, it's far too early to tell if he is the next Crosby. Ironically, they're from the same hometown, and they both played junior hockey in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, not for the same team, but in the same league. They both went to Shattuck St. Mary's in Minnesota, which is a well-renowned hockey school in the state of Minnesota. So there's a lot of similarities. Far too early to compare them. I mean, that's like saying, was Paul Coffey the next Bobby Orr? Was Dennis Potvin the next Bobby
Orr?
Sure. Yeah, the potential is there, and 5 years down the road, I think we'd all be a heck of a lot more comfortable in answering that question. Right now, McKinnon has a long ways to go. He's not playing on as good a team as Crosby is with Pittsburgh, and he doesn't have the longevity that Crosby has, and you know, he doesn't have the gold medals, and he doesn't have the Stanley Cup. But certainly, I think it's a guy we all need to watch, and as Jeff mentioned, I did write about this last week, and coincidentally, the kid came through last night with the overtime goal. So, yeah, definitely a guy to watch.
Hey, John, just out of curiosity, I mean, looking at most of these series, with the exception of Boston and Detroit and Tampa Bay and Montreal, obviously those guys are all finished and wrapped up. How many of these other, you know, Pittsburgh, the Blues, Rangers, Flyers, Colorado, Minnesota, St. Louis, Chicago, Avs, Dallas, San Jose, and L.A. L.A.'s battled back in that one, too, by the way. Just remarkable because they got down early, and they've obviously got pride, and they've battled back and gotten themselves back into the series. But in general, out of all these that are left, how many of them do you see maybe going seven games?
Well, potentially, Andy, I think they could all go seven games.
Wow.
I think the least likely to go seven games is the Chicago-St. Louis game. I think the Blackhawks kind of broke the back of the Blues on Friday night with that overtime game in St. Louis. Jonathan Toews has basically taken that team on his back this series. He's proved what a young leader he is, and the goal that he scored to win that game was an unbelievable goal. So the advantage to Chicago at home, I think, will probably carry them through today. The other series, you know, boy, they're all pretty close. The Rangers and Philadelphia, that's always a war. Each team's won a game in the other team's rink. Anaheim and Dallas are playing well. San Jose and Los Angeles. I was a little bit surprised to see Los Angeles win so easily in San Jose last night. Two goals in the first period, 1:22 seconds into the second period, which resulted in Niemi being pulled. The rest of them, they're all so close. Very likely they could go seven games. Columbus has certainly given Pittsburgh a heck of a lot more than I think Pittsburgh expected from them. You know, Columbus could have won last night's game as well. It was a two-goal game, 3-1, but the last goal was into an empty net with less than a minute to play. So those series are all close. You and I might be getting our wish and seeing some of those game sevens this week.
Yeah, I mean, hey, there's nothing like a Game 7, is there? Whether it's, again, basketball, baseball, football, hockey. I mean, obviously there's no Game 7s in football, but there really is nothing like a Game 7 in all of sports.
No, it's one of those things, and it doesn't really matter what sport it's in. And let's exclude football, because everything in postseason football is one and done, just like the NCAA tournament. So, you know, to look at baseball, basketball, and hockey on the same level, they're all exciting. Somehow or other, the hockey games just seem to be a little bit more intense for a Game 7. There's nothing not intense against an NBA game in Game 7. There's nothing that's not intense for a Major League Baseball postseason Game 7 or Game 5 if it's in the divisional series. But somehow or other, in hockey, it's maybe it's because I grew up in a hockey country and I'm more attuned to it, but to me, hockey game sevens are just that wee bit more intense than other sports.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking some NHL hockey. We also talk baseball with him. Jeff, go ahead, fire away. We've only got about 3 minutes left or so with John today. Jeff with us? Maybe we lost Jeff. I'm not exactly sure, but
I can't hear him.
Hey, John.
There he is.
We've heard a lot from Flyer and Ranger fans that think that they're coasting to the Eastern Conference Finals, regardless of who comes away from that Columbus Pittsburgh series, just because of the sketchy goaltending and really questionable defensive play on both sides, most notably Marc-Andre Fleury. What do you make of Pittsburgh's struggles on the defensive side in that opening series? Do you think it's a trend that we might see if they can win this best of seven from the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, it's real hard to figure out, Jeff. You look at the Penguins on paper, and with all due respect to Columbus and our fans and listeners in that area, I have to think that Pittsburgh is a better team. Columbus is still very much in the development stage, in the early stages of becoming a good, solid team, whereas Pittsburgh is established and has a lot of established stars. But Columbus have figured out a way to play Pittsburgh, and once again, Marc-Andre Fleury has gotten the yips in the playoffs. And playoff goaltending is 70-80% of the game, much like pitching is 70-80% of the of baseball postseason. So Fleury needs to pick it up a little bit. He's starting to get a reputation of not being the best playoff goaltender, and that can be a little concerning for a hockey team. Personally, I think Boston is head and shoulders above the rest of the East, so I'm not really sure it matters who gets to the final. I think Boston's just such a strong, balanced team. They're good defensively. They're good offensively. Their goaltending is good. They're well coached. They're going to have home ice advantage throughout the East. I just don't see anybody stopping Boston, so it might be a moot point from that standpoint.
Hey, John, real quickly, I want to switch gears on you and get your opinion in about a minute or so on the biggest surprise in baseball and the biggest shock in baseball.
You're going to love me when I tell you this.
I know. You're going to talk about my Brewers. I love it.
I think the biggest surprise is the Milwaukee Brewers going 8-2. All they got to do is keep Ryan Braun from standing on the dugout steps swinging a bat, trying to warm up. Yesterday he knocked his shortstop out for three or four games taking a warm-up. They got to find a way to have this guy hurt the other team rather than his own team. In terms of the negative surprises, I'm not so sure I've seen anything yet that's really shocked me, maybe other than the Diamondbacks coming out of the gate so poorly. I didn't think they were going to be a division contender with the Dodgers and the Giants, but I just didn't see the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, just a crazy world of sports in which we live. And the Diamondbacks, I think they had a lot better hopes than what they have so far. It's 8-19 and not looking so good. They're in the cellar behind the Padres. John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
My pleasure, as always, and we'll look forward to next week.
Have a great day. John Poulter, a professor of sports. On the other side, Jeff and I are back to wrap it up. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. It's the final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. Hung out with John Poulter, our professor of sports, and then before that, Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com, the website with a heart. Truly, if you're looking to buy tickets, that's the spot to go, because you can not only get your tickets, but you can also help benefit a charity of your choice. So really no better way to do it than TicksForCause.com. Hey, Jeff, we've only got a minute or so left here. I know you got some new stuff going on, so tell people how they can check you out other than here on the program.
All right, we just relaunched the College Football Roundtable site, which is cfbroundtable.com. We're bringing in new writers every day, so we're going to be amped up for the season. College football news, the big thing is the vote at Northwestern on unionization. And it looks like in the SEC, Nick Saban is getting a lot of resistance on his proposal for to avoid the 9-game schedule.
Yeah, and I did happen to watch last weekend. I saw Auburn in their spring game. I mean, it literally is right around the corner, man. And more so than not these days, nobody's taking any breaks anymore. I mean, you're constantly playing your sport, and it's pretty awesome. So looking forward to college football. Looking forward to everything, man. I really am. I can't say it enough. Jeff, want to thank you for this hour helping me out, and then we'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so.
All right, sounds good, buddy.
Unbelievable. A lot of things happening in the sports world. Got another hour to talk about it. Fred Wallen will be joining me. Jeff will be back in about 25 minutes, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.